We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples and Dave Lewis talking with Cheryl Collins from the Riley County Historical Museum as we talk about trains here on this Monday. Of course, the big boy going to be making its way through Manhattan Wednesday, 9:30, and it's a unique opportunity to see a historic piece of transportation history.
Amtrak has some interesting challenges, and I know that there's some interest in trying to get Amtrak to go from basically from Wichita down to Oklahoma City, which it does not. But Amtrak does shoot through, go from Kansas City to Lawrence to Topeka, down through Newton, and then
and I know
on
you
west.
Can you can get to St. Louis from Kansas City
yes.
on Amtrak
and Chicago. There's a straight shot from Chicago to Kansas from Kansas City to Chicago. It's a 5-hour trip.
That
five
would
and
be
a half hour trip.
That would be a fun trip.
I think so too. There is also an interesting story that I read, and I'm trying to remember all the little details, but there's this billionaire from like up New York, somewhere up New England area, that financed a train in southwest Kansas, and this is just recently, so that grain farmers had a way to transport
There are a number of short lines down there
exactly.
that are specifically for harvest, or... I know in the Winfield area, there's a line that a number of manufacturers use for, you know,
exactly.
shipping
materials. And there's a key one down there somewhere, and I wish I could remember all the details in this story, but he basically refurbished a line, and now, he's invested a ton of money into this because there's a lot of grain down there.
Right.
You know, so right. He's...
So it's a crucial link
yeah,
in that production.
Yeah. So, you know, you talked earlier about Abilene. There's a route there from Abilene to Enterprise, and the train basically, you know, goes forward, and then it pushes its rail cars backwards and goes in reverse, and they do little excursion rides. And
it's
that's about
a
little 2-hour deal, and sometimes they do plated meals.
Yes, they do a number of special
sometimes.
Events. It's really a lot of a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's an all ages
and
type thing.
There's another train line up at Baldwin,
yes.
I believe, and
mm-hmm.
I've never been on that one, but it sounds like it'd be.
They've
a lot
got
of fun
a big
too.
Deal up there, a lot of history in Baldwin, Baldwin City.
Yes,
and they have that fall festival, which is the Maple Leaf Festival.
Yeah,
is that what
I
it's
think
called?
That, I think so.
And they've had Thomas the Tank in there. a number of times, and they always try to have some fun with that. And Polar Express.
Yes, and that Polar Express, I know, comes to Kansas City
yeah.
as well.
Yeah,
and
so there's...
If you have little kids, they really get a kick out
oh,
of
it's
those
neat.
Special
Hard
events.
To get a ticket
it's
for that.
Neat.
Is it really?
I think we tried to do the Polar... I don't know if it was there or up in Nebraska. We tried to do that once. And it's really
I bet it's
to
cheaper
get
than getting Elton John tickets.
Probably. It's just, they go fast.
But, there's some neat things out there with trains. And you know, this whole scenario with the big boy coming in, coming through Kansas this week is just an amazing opportunity.
And easy to take advantage of.
Yeah.
All you got to do
yeah.
is be close to the tracks during
and,
that period
and
it comes
north
through.
Or south side of the tracks, you know. And
right.
you may have to, you know, I have no idea what the turnout's going to be. But I would imagine that you probably want to get there, and it's coming through at 9:30. Is the arrival time, departing at 10:15. I would imagine that you probably want to get out there at least a half hour before.
To
get a decent place. And if you have to walk a ways to get up there
right.
so you can experience its arrival.
Well, I think you do want to experience that sound and...
The vibration.
Yeah.
You know,
to get the whole deal.
As great as it would be to be up close, and I think it'd be neat to go up to like... Blue Mile Hill or somewhere and just
to
kind
see
of
it come
overlook
in.
From
yeah I mean
that would be a different perspective.
Some of the TV stations in Kansas City were flying helicopters following the route, so there's all kinds of different things. Drones would be fun to have that, but you know, you don't get that firsthand feel of it. You can probably
right.
feel it, but
right.
you don't get the same view of it, I suppose. But and you know, there's a lot of people that are doing a lot of neat things in conjunction. A lot of toy train manufacturers have jumped in on this. They have released a Lionel, which is like the king of toy trains, has released a big boy 4014, which you can have for only $21.99. decibel point after the last 99.
Mm.
And then they have...
They do have commemorative 150 Transcontinental Railroad materials.
And Lionel also put together the Union Pacific and the Central Pacific locomotives. They have models of those that they have done. And you can get the pair for, like, I think $24.99. The pair.
Yeah. Yes.
These are 150th scale.
I guess you could put it on your Christmas list.
Oh, I have it on my Christmas list, Cheryl. I just don't have anybody that wants to pick up my Christmas list.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I'm curious, Dave, in your house at the holiday time, when you put your tree up, do you put a train underneath your tree?
That's neat.
Last year for the first time.
Okay.
Oh,
last
wow.
year's the first, well, as an adult.
Okay.
I did when I was a kid. I had a little layout when I was a kid, and I'm actually building a new one. In my basement, but I have, in fact, I was shopping last night for some little villages. You know, the village,
yeah.
56,
yeah.
Village 56, is that what they call it? Those little homes, you know, that...
So you could have it part of your train
So you
set.
Could have that. And also, now, who was it that came out with it? They have the home and some models from Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Griswold house with Eddie's RV and Eddie and Clark and the kid plugging the lights in that you can all get. I think it's, I don't know, Hawthorne Village or something like that. So
that sounds
I mean,
good.
It's just like I had everything budgeted and then they come after me with this.
Well, you can have fun with it anyway.
Oh, yeah. And but, you know, this is, you know, you and I grew up in a time where, you know, there were steam engines on television. Petticoat Junction was on all the time.
Right.
You know, and if you're a K-Stater, you know, you know Wabash Cannonball.
Right.
This is...
The railroad tradition was
pretty
exactly. evident.
It was.
Because it was within a lifetime. Mm-hmm. One of my great-grandfathers was an engineer on the railroad.
Really?
And so, you know, you knew people who worked in railroad, which is... You know, less and less.
So what all do you have railroad history at the museum?
Well, on exhibit right now, I know we have some signage from the Manhattan Depot and the stick that you caught the mailbag mm-hmm. with and a few pieces like that. We have a number of things in our collection that are railroad related from each of the different ones that we connect to.
Do you have one of the paintings? I think it was Michael Boss was the artist that did the locomotive out at the depot.
I don't believe we have that.
Oh, I do.
Oh, well, put us in your wheel. Put us
oh,
in your
stand
wheel.
In a long line.
That would be neat. We have. The Michael Boss painting of the Hartford,
yes.
The print. We uh-huh. have the print, and that's a wonderful thing. He's a terrific artist, and he does do historical connected pieces and does a lot of research on them. So
yes, he does,
accurate.
Yeah. And we had him here for the 150th, so, and I have the Hartford also, so that's a proud one to have.
It's neat.
This was fun. Thank you for joining us for this.
Well, thank you. It's fun to talk about transportation in Manhattan and the railroad because it was a really central part of our history.
Yeah.
And it'll be fun to see some of that history rolling
down the
track.
You're going to be out there
track.
Wednesday?
I am.
All right. we'll exchange picture up taking opportunities.
All right, that's going to do it for In Focus here today. Our thanks to Cheryl Collins from the Raleigh County Historical Museum. Coming up tomorrow, it's City Commission Day. We'll have Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Mike Dodson on the program.
Good morning. It's 10 a.m. at KMAN. The GMCF Community Hour is next.